From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Monetary Fund's chief economist, Maurice Obstfeld, says global economic growth has been too slow for too long. He said this disappointing growth rate could worsen.
Global growth continues, but at an increasingly disappointing pace that leaves the world economy more exposed to negative risks. Growth has been too slow for too long.
Economic and financial officials from around the world plan to gather in Washington this week for meetings of the World Bank, the IMF, and the G20. The Italian Coast Guard says nearly 2,000 migrants and refugees were rescued Monday off the Libyan coast. Meanwhile, Austria says it is planning to reintroduce tighter border controls along the country's shared border with Italy amid fears of a new migrant influx. The European Union says it is very concerned. A suicide bomber killed at least four people in Yemen's southern port city of Aden. The attacker detonated his explosives among a group of army recruits. Officials from NATO and Russia are scheduled to hold their first formal meeting in almost 2 years. The officials are expected to discuss Ukraine, the security situation in Afghanistan, and military activities. The meeting scheduled for April 20th at NATO headquarters in Brussels will take place at the ambassadorial level. Two Turkish soldiers were killed, at least 50 other people injured, when a car bomb exploded at a military base in Turkey's Kurdish southeast. The attack late Monday targeted a military outpost in the Hani district of Diyarbakir province. Turkish authorities are blaming the bombing on the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK. This is VOA News.